All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kasar with a very special returning guest today, Olivia Millerschen. Welcome back, Olivia.
Cool. Hi, thanks for having me back.
God, it's been a year and a half since we spoke. Time is just going by way too quickly.
I know. I can't keep up with it. I cannot. My mom always gets mad at me because I always go, I'm so old. I am. No longer a teenager.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know. My daughter just turned 16 in the summer.
Oh.
And my son turned 11. And it just, for me, that's when it really started to go crazy. I mean, I remember being 20 and 21. I'm 46 now. And it wasn't until my kids that it's like time went from, oh boy, it's going pretty quick to, holy crap, I can't, control this anymore.
Yeah. Is she driving?
No. We're not at that point yet.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I hear from there on out, it's just, like, zooming by.
Yeah, I don't know how it is in Detroit with driving and stuff, but here it's a full-contact sport in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and you really have to be on your toes every minute of every day, and I just fear for her. I just know that at that age, you know, there's a lot of distractions in life, and I just don't want...
Oh, yeah.
When did you start driving? Were you 16? Did you drive right away?
Yeah, I was 16. I'm, like, I'm about... I would say 15 miles outside the city, but the traffic here really isn't that bad. Everyone's like moving here because it's a new up and coming place. All the people in Brooklyn are like, oh, how's Detroit? And I'm like, it's great. Don't come here though. I don't want your traffic. It's horrible.
Yeah. Well, you've been very busy. In the year and a half since we spoke, you were on April of 2014, and that was episode 195 of this show. So many exciting things, and I don't want to start with this, but we are going to have to get to your time on America's Got Talent, because I, like all of your other fans, was just absolutely thrilled to see you on that show.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But first and foremost is we are in the early days, just one or two days into this Pledge Music campaign that you have going to finance your new record, and I just checked it, and you're already 28% funded, which is amazing.
Yeah, pretty incredible. I've got some very generous people in my life, and hopefully, I'm just praying that it doesn't just freeze at 28 and not go anywhere else from here. But they are very, very kind to me.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I mean, I watch a lot of these, and I'm involved in a lot of them, too. You know, I contribute to a lot of them because I think it is exciting for me as a fan of music to have the opportunity to, instead of just buying a record when it comes out, which I do, too, but this gives you a chance to kind of be involved in it in the early stages of it, contribute and feel like my contribution is making a difference in this person's life, you know, in creating their art. Yeah.
Completely. And I get a lot of people who don't really... do music or something that say, oh, do you not, or like, I have a lot of friends that make Pledge Music or Kickstarters, and I say, do they not have the funds? And I think some people don't have the funds, and then some people do, but even more than that, it's like making other people part of the record and the process and having them follow along, and it's just, I think it's kind of fun to contribute. I like to do it.
I do, too.
Yeah.
The first time I did it, going back to the early days of not only the internet, but this kind of thing. Do you know Todd Rundgren? Have you ever heard of Todd Rundgren?
Yeah.
Well, he had a thing in the 90s where you could send him money, and it was online, but online wasn't like online now, but you could send him money. I think it was maybe $100 for the year or something like that, and he would say, all right, I'm about to make a new record. I will send you CD singles of the songs as I work on them, you know, so you get them in the mail, and it was really an exciting time.
What?
I think, yeah, that's back in the 90s. I think Prince did something like that, too. So it's just
cool.
It is, and I love the way it's taken shape now that, you know, artists like you can take advantage of it, and I know indie filmmakers are doing it, and it's just really, really catching on.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Now, how did you, I see you on Facebook with it, and I see you on Twitter. Are there any other ways that you... are promoting this, or how do you get the word out? How do you get to 28% so quick? I mean, that's a pretty quick rise.
Yeah, it's been like 2 days or 3 days or something. It's all been social media based for me. I'm not very good with the internet. I know I was born into the generation that's supposed to be, but